So today we're going to talk about equanimity. And this was inspired by a conversation between the meditation teacher Sharon Salzberg and Krista Tippett on the On Being podcast. In these days, it's been so difficult, especially the violence, even the last couple of days. The days of division and assault on justice and democracy, these two offer a deeply needed balm for both universal and personal angst, which is what many of us are in these days. When Sharon was speaking to Krista on her show a few years back, Krista decided to take some notes. And later, after the program was over, she was deeply moved and surprised in realizing the notes themselves formed a kind of a poem, an 11-stanza poem. And then last spring, a couple of years later, when Sharon was again a guest on the show, Krista told her this story and read the poem back to her. And here it is. I do the best I can. I try to learn from my mistakes. The world is the world of constant change and pleasure and pain and being thanked and not being thanked. All of these things. And so that's where equanimity comes in. As a kind of comprehension of this is the way things are. Sharon was so charmed by this, and she used it as a jumping off point to share more wisdom about mindfulness and equanimity. Like Krista, I also took notes and realized that Sharon does always speak in poetry. But before I read that poem from the day, let's settle in for a bit. Finding a comfortable place to sit in such a way that your back is elongated enough to allow your breath to flow freely. And if sitting is uncomfortable, feel free to lie down, letting yourself be both comfortable and alert as you begin to be more aware of your breathing. Eyes may be shut or open with a soft gaze. Breathing in a long, slow breath, retaining it for a bit, and slowly letting it out until the lungs are empty before breathing in again. Sometimes it's interesting to be aware of or even focus on that slight pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. This is sometimes considered to be a kind of sacred space. And then when you exhale, there is another sacred space, and it's an opportunity to experience trust. Trust that our body is supporting us. Trust that our lungs are working. And we can take at least one more breath. And one more. And one more. Continuing to breathe in and out, and now becoming aware of the upper body. Just noticing whether it's possible to release any part that is in tension. Gently scanning your neck, shoulders, back, arms, or torso. Slowly softening as you continue to breathe in and breathe out. Let us continue to hone this awareness of spaciousness and trust for a bit. And now, shifting our attention towards the feet. If you are sitting, feeling the soles of the feet on the floor, sensing that deeper connection. Perhaps imagining being so rooted that roots are actually moving downward from you into the earth. Breathing in and breathing out. Softened body. Rooted body. Connected body. Being any aware of any area that feels this connection. And now imagine bringing that earth energy slowly up from the feet. And if you discover any tension or discomfort, breathing into that place. Moving up through your ankles, shins, calves, still slowly breathing in. And breathing out, being aware of the body and knowing that if thoughts interrupt, just send them away. Sometimes I make an appointment for them for later, but now bring the attention back to the breath and the body. Gently moving your awareness to the lower belly now, where, well, this place is a gold mine for us. The basin of one's personal energy or chi, the source of our essential life force. In Qigong, this is called the Dantian, considered to be the foundation of standing, breathing, and body awareness that is deeply rooted. The lower Dantian is considered to be the roots of one's own tree of life. In Japanese practice, this is called the hara, representing one's true essential nature. Far beyond just a physical center in the body, it is both a source and a gateway for spiritual and physical energy and overall well-being. The hara is a sacred place of exchange, and it is always available when we need it. It feeds us, and we can cultivate and increase its energy through our breathing, through movements, visualizing our intentions, and our gratitude. So, with your feet remaining in the grounded position, breathe into this area, the hara, bringing replenishment to it. Perhaps expressing gratitude for how it sustains you in such a way. And perhaps with an increased sense of grounding, perhaps recognizing a glimpse of your own essential nature, perhaps something that needs feeding, or some untapped or unexpressed potential. Or maybe even gaining support as you release something that needs releasing. Or if you are experiencing discomfort or pain at this time, you might cultivate and direct that hara energy to anywhere in the body that could use it. It's there for you. And this is kind of a process of both drawing in from and expanding it on the inhale and letting it fall when needed or where needed with the exhale. Perhaps experiencing a solid heaviness, like the feeling of being grounded or rooted. Visualizing your legs as thick rooted tree trunks. The part of the essential you that you feed and that feeds you. And now moving from the belly upwards, moving on to your heart center. Perhaps becoming aware of its beating. Knowing this as another home in your body. Once so deeply felt. A center of passion and compassion, connectedness and loving. Breathing in and breathing out, focusing on the heart center and whatever it is that you find or need. Breathing into that place. And now, hearing the following words of Sharon Salzberg in the second poem of her truth, as you continue to feel more rooted in your own sweet heart center, you may also feel a sense of calmness and centeredness. Sharon says, equanimity is really just peace. A huge capacity of our hearts to see what we're going through and what others are going through. There is change in life. There is light in the darkness and darkness in the light. We're not avoiding pain. Some things just hurt. But we're holding it in a way where love is stronger than pain. The room we create where all of us can come and go is built of awareness. It's built of love. And it is built through a sense of community. So we're not so alone. And I will repeat this one more time. Let the words just fall where they may for you. Equanimity is really just peace. A huge capacity of our hearts to see what we're going through and what others are going through. There is change in life. There is light in the darkness and darkness in the light. We're not avoiding pain. Some things just hurt. But we're holding it in a way where love is stronger than pain. The room we create where all of us can come and go is built of awareness. It's built of love. And it is built through a sense of community so we're not so alone. As we continue breathing in and breathing out, let us think about coming to the table in this way. A place where love is stronger than pain. A place where rooms are created where we all can come and go. Rooms built of awareness and of love, built through a sense of community and solidarity. Breathing in gratitude for these rooms in our lives. Breathing in gratitude for the founders and leaders of coming to the table. And gratitude for the opportunity to work together for truth, justice, and healing. Where our logo is a strong tree buttressed by two faces looking at each other. So we're not alone. Getting to complete this meditation now, slowly, gently bringing our attention back to the room, aware of our body in that space, perhaps wiggling some toes or fingers, shifting position. And when you feel oriented, beginning to open your eyes and look around, bringing yourself back to this place and our group. And I want to thank you so much for accompanying me on